Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, so let's get some updates on over the weekend, because on Friday, I believe it was Randy that was telling us that she's in this strange spot with her boss because the corporate credit card was being used. Ooh. And somebody in the office was using it and for shopping sprees, personal shopping sprees, and she knew it, but she was in a really insecure place with her boss because she's the one that gave the credit card up. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
All right, so Kristen wasn't here on Friday, so get her up to speed on exactly what happened.
Well, he's no longer my boss anymore. Like, not to cut to the chase, but I've had a bad weekend, guys.
Ooh, wow. Tell.
So, basically, like I was saying when we last spoke, I manage a small little company, and I'm in charge of the company credit card, and I had trusted a fellow employee that honestly, I really did trust her. I gave her the credit card to just, you know, thinking she would do right by it. Like, we have to get office supplies with it and, you know, just stuff. Well, 2 years later, I found out that there was massive purchases made, personal purchases. And I confronted her and she admitted it, that she had, you know, bought some stuff on the office credit card, and you know, and I had to contemplate whether or not to tell my boss, because I had a feeling I would be in trouble since I was the one that gave her the credit card. And I took your guys' advice and told my boss on Friday, and now I'm home. He said not to come back.
Oh, he was that mad? He like fired you on the spot?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, we talked, and he didn't fire me on the spot. He did fire her on the spot. He had to make a few phone calls and said, like, that they just decided that, you know, it wouldn't set a good example for the other employees if they, 'cause by this point, everybody knew about it. So it was almost like politically correct to fire me, but yeah. So that's what happened.
So because you loaned the company credit card to this employee, and if you're in charge of it, then that means you're in charge of the maintenance of the card, which is looking at the statement that comes in. And because you didn't notice these charges and let it go for so long, that's why you got the boot.
Well, she was pretty good at what she was doing. I don't know how much details you guys want, but she was buying, like, stuff that could have been for the office. She bought, like, she did buy a laptop and a mini fridge. So it, like, looked like it was office stuff. But what she did was she returned it to the store and kept cash for herself.
Well, if that's the case, then I don't feel like you should have got it fired. I feel like she took advantage of the company, the boss, and you.
But the card was in your hands, and she gave it to her.
Yeah.
So,
and that's what my boss was like, well, we can't, because I was like, the whole thing about, maybe, you know, it was stealing. But then the boss was like, well, we can't even press charges because you gave her the card. So they're like, it's technically not stealing. You gave it to her. And I'm like, I don't know how the law works, but I believe what you say, so.
Cassie doesn't like this. Hold on a sec.
That doesn't sit right. Like, just because you gave someone the card, she still misused the funds.
So let me ask you this here, Randy. Because this does seem like a little harsh from the boss. What was your standing in the company before this? Because I almost feel like he might not have been real happy with you from something else. And because this came up, he's like, okay, I'm going to give this the life. This is what I'm going to use to get rid of Randy. Is that possible?
No, actually, just to give you a little backstory. So I was almost like his right-hand man, but thing. I'm the office manager. And he honestly, he didn't want to fire me. Like my boss kind of has a crush on me. That's a whole other story. So he didn't really want to fire me, but it was like, if I don't like, cause he's got like a silent partner. I couldn't think of the word, like a silent partner that he had to, talk about it with. So, like I said, I got the phone call Friday night. I didn't get fired on the spot. She did. And then Friday night, my boss called me at home and said he had talked to so-and-so. And that they didn't think it was a good representation of the company policy. And it showed favoritism. And as it is, there's already rumors about me and my boss, which I haven't done anything to contribute to the rumors. It's just he's kind of flirtatious with me. So people already assume stuff. And they're like, now they're really going to think we're having an affair if I don't fire you, because they all know that, what the other girl did.
What a hot mess, man. Well, I am sorry that you got fired, man, especially in this economy. It is not easy to find a job. That is for sure.
Are you guys hiring? Because I love your show, and I would be a good radio host.
Don't come for my job, no.
I think we're all under contract. I think we're pretty solid, but thank you.
We all looked at each other, and we looked at you, because only you can answer that question.
He's looking at us. We want us to do.
And we certainly don't need a treasurer. That's for damn sure.
Get it. The Burt Show.